Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's going on, Thunder fans? It's your boy Dylan coming to you with an ad from our sponsor. We are part of the Believe Podcast Network, and so we are coming at you with our sponsor, BetOnline.ag. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. And don't forget this weekend, as the run to the roses is on at the Kentucky Derby. You know, my neck of the woods in Kentucky. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code BLEAV. That is all capital letters, BLEAV, or BLEAV. Or believe to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Enjoy the pod.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Top at Thunder podcast, part of the Believe podcast, or no, Believe Network. I said podcast network last time. It's the Believe Network. I'm learning. It's a process. So I am your host, the one that keeps messing up, Dylan Hunzinger at Thunder Chats, and I'm joined by my main man, my partner in crime, Alex Roig in Oklahoma. Alex, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. Just, you know, the countdown for the lottery and, you know, all those possible scenarios. We got somebody good on the podcast to kind of go over those.
There you go, man. And, you know, without burying the lead, like, you know, this is our last podcast until, you know, it's lottery day. And, you know, we'll be doing a live spaces on that day. So we'll have more information coming out over the weekend. But, you know, without further ado, man, let's get into it. So joining us today is a man that is deep in his bag at this time of year. He's been bombarded on Twitter, name-dropping your favorite Thunder podcast, and even featured in the Oklahoman for his work. He's the colossus of combination, the superior of simulations, the tantalizing, thorough talent of Thunder Nation. Ladies and gentlemen, a man who spends way too much time thinking about ping-pong balls, Tyler Carroll.
Thank you. What a great intro. I appreciate you guys having me on.
For sure, man. Always gotta hit them with the intro, and you know we're excited to have you on as well. You know, obviously, you know the lottery simulation, like you know the lottery's coming up. Like we're gonna get all into that. But anytime we have a guest on, especially if it's their first time, we like to you know learn a little bit about them, especially for the listener. You know, kind of you know learn a little about them. So I'm just gonna start here, man, because you know obviously you're a Thunder fan. So how'd you get into the Thunder fan? How long have you been a fan?
I mean, I grew up in Oklahoma, so I guess just whenever they came, I became a fan real quick. I mean, I wasn't a real big NBA watcher before that. I mean, I played basketball and stuff growing up, but yeah, once they came, they got me hooked. So that's kind of how I got into it.
I got you. Hooked from jump, like as soon as Oklahoma City Thunder was a thing, like you was a fan.
Yep.
All right. I like it. That's loyalty, man. Well, kind of getting into, you know, your background with the simulation, like what initially like What put the thought in your mind? Like, dude, I'm going to run 15,000 simulations for this lottery.
I mean, yeah, it was just like, I don't know, you know, last year with the whole pick protection with Houston and stuff, it just got me real curious on like what our actual chances were to get like a top five pick, especially with it being like a, I don't know, they always said like the top five was like a big deal for that draft. So I always just wanted to know, and it was like never really readily available like anywhere. And so I'm an engineer. I was a mechanical engineer in school, and I know some coding, and I've always kind of liked doing that. And so I just thought it'd be like a cool project for me to try some coding out. And it's kind of funny because the me doing that kind of led me to do a career change, kind of. I just started like a developer job just like a couple months ago.
So you got hired by Sam Presti, huh?
Yeah. Man, I wish. That would be awesome.
We got the inside track to the you know, that's awesome, man.
Like, you know, if you would have been working for the Thunder, you would not be on this podcast. That
yeah, they're so secretive with everything.
Yeah, you know, I don't know a lot about coding, but I know that, like, if you know how to code, you've got job security for the rest of your life. So, hey, there you go.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It just seems like it's one of those things, like, on Twitter, where if you find a niche that number one interests people, but number two, not too many people can do, you're gonna definitely develop a following. And so, you know, I think, you know, numbers tend to intimidate a lot of people, especially numbers, you know, statistics and things like that. And so, you know, you kind of finding that niche of, hey, let me simulate, you know, let me do all these simulations, let me look at these numbers, let me look at these possibilities, percentages, so on and so forth. You know, I think you're an asset to Thunder Twitter. I think you're a very big asset as far as, you know, especially during this time, whenever the rebuild and whenever we're looking to see and looking to get as many picks, you know, in the lottery, as many picks as high as possible. So,
yeah, I appreciate that. And yeah, it's pretty crazy how I'm surprised at how like the reaction, everyone liked it and everything. So Thunder Twitter is the best.
Absolutely, man. Thunder Twitter is undefeated. Well, I'll say it now, I'll say it again, I'll say it a million other times. But last thing before we kind of dive into the lottery, man, you know, looking back on last year, you know, after we ran all these simulations and everything, obviously we didn't get what we wanted in the actual lottery. But what was your overall mood like after the draft, you know, after we took Giddy, man, JRE, Aaron Wiggins, like how was you feeling about that?
I mean, you know, I was bummed because it's like our odds to get like two top five picks were crazy. Mm-hmm. But I mean, other than that, is like, it's kind of funny because like, what ended up happening, what was it, 6 and 18 or whatever, was actually like the single most likely outcome of all the pick combinations or whatever. Yeah. So I thought that was kind of funny, but yeah, I mean, I liked the Giddy pick at the time. So, and it's just gotten even better since. So, and then I absolutely love Trey Mann. I think he's going to be awesome. Like an awesome six man, probably. I think he has a chance to be a starter, but yeah, so I really like their draft, but it was kind of a bummer not getting a top five pick or two top five picks, but I think Giddy's a great consolation prize. So.
Yeah. And I think something that's important to remember and something that we've had to remind ourselves a lot is, you know, we have the shirt and it says trust the Presti. Like, you know, that's our thing, not trust the process, trust the Presti. We wasn't trusting the Presti on draft night, and we have audio evidence for that. And, you know, it's just important to, you know, remind ourselves as we go into the draft, even if we don't get in, you know, top three or even top five, like we have one of the best talent evaluators in the game. Just got to trust him. He probably knows a little bit of what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Well, hey, jumping into the lottery. So, Okay. Yeah. So what did you, you know, you talked about you kind of got into coding and that's how you ran the simulations. Is it like, that's not something that just anybody can do, right? Like there's not just like a program you can put on your computer and be like,
no, it's actually an Excel. Okay. So like Excel has like this, it's like a hidden add-on type thing. And it's called VBA. That's where you can do the coding, and it's kind of just like you can like add functionality kind of with the code to Excel. And so that's where I did it. I had like a couple classes in college.
Oh, you're very hireable. Yeah. Extremely hireable.
Yeah. Know how to code, know how to work Excel. Like,
yeah. That's all you need right there.
But yeah, so it's just an Excel, and I mean, I could share the file with you guys if you want. You can take a look or whatever.
Hey, you feel free to share it, man. Like I could press every button on my keyboard and nothing will come up like it's supposed to. But I appreciate that. So if you wouldn't care, could you explain to the listeners kind of how the lottery actually works?
Sure. Yeah. So it's kind of a weird deal, but there's 14, ping pong balls, you know, numbered 1 through 14, mm-hmm. and they're all placed in a machine,
bingo machine.
Pretty much
a lottery bingo machine.
Yes. And so there's like they pick four balls from they draw four balls, and then there's 1,001 like different combinations of those four different balls. Mm-hmm. And so each team is assigned certain combinations of those four different mm-hmm. balls. And they get, you know, however many, it depends on their odds, the lottery odds, like on Tankathon or whatever, how many of those they're assigned. And then one of those combinations is thrown out because it's not used. But so then they draw the four balls, and then whoever has those four or that combination of the four ping pong balls gets the first pick. And then they do that again for the second pick, the third pick, and then the fourth pick. And then if the same team is drawn, you know, like for the third pick, but they already had the first pick, then they just do it again. So that's how the first four picks are chosen. And then after that, it's just by the order of reverse, you know, regular season record from then on out. So that's kind of how it works.
Yeah, the whole combination thing, like, that was kind of over my head last year when I was trying to explain it. I wrote an article for Daily Thunder kind of like talking about the lottery and stuff. And how I explained it kind of is it's kind of like Jenga. It's like, you know, you do like the four teams, and like say somebody at like pick 13, you know, went to pick 3. Like you moved into pick 3 and everybody else would drop down, you know, kind of like Jenga.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, that's how I simplify it so I can understand it, because I don't understand the whole combination thing.
Yeah, no, that's a great way to put it.
So, you know, Stephen Dolan, obviously he's a member of our podcast.
Yes.
He wanted to be on here for this and, you know, talk to you about this. And like, this is definitely more in his wheelhouse, but he had dental surgery today. So he did give us.
He lost his wisdom.
So he did give us some questions to ask, and you know, talking about the lottery combinations, I'm gonna read what he said and you kind of make of what you will.
Okay.
He says, have him explain why us having our 140 lottery combinations is better than that 140 Houston, Detroit, and Orlando have.
So is the 140, because I know looking on Tankathon, when you combine our odds for the number one pick plus the Clippers odd for the number one pick, it equals 14%. and the top three teams have each 14%, you know, a 14% chance of getting the number one pick. Is that what he's talking about?
You got me, man. I just read the message.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna let Steven down because I'm not exactly sure what he's talking about either.
Hey, let's go with what Alex said. I think that makes sense. And maybe why he's saying it's better is because, you know, we have I mean, I don't know, because I feel like it's the same percentage chance, even though, like, you know, it's with two different team combinations.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably I mean, just kind of looking at it, I think it's probably because we have more odds or better odds for like the 2, 3, and 4 position than everyone else. That's probably what he's talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. Hey, we didn't let you down, Steve. Hope your surgery went well also.
Yeah. It's funny because I messaged him right before this and, you know, I was giving him crap. So he can give me crap right back for not knowing what he's talking about.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So let me ask you this before we kind of get into the draft. I assume you have your simulations handy. So what are the top 10 most likely results based on your simulations? And are you still doing this, like, this is 15,000 simulations, or is there a different number, or what?
Yeah, 15,000. So the top.
So quick question. Yeah, 15,000, that number.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Well, it was just kind of random for me when I was doing the coding. I chose it because, like, when I do 15,000, it kind of takes, I don't know, 30 seconds or so. And if I did any more, it would, like, really slows down your computer and kind of freezes Excel. So I just kind of capped it at that. And I was like, that's good enough.
Okay. I just thought that was a number that of like infinite, the amount of possibilities that were available.
No, gosh. There's probably way more possibilities than that.
It's a good sample size.
Yeah. It's pretty big. Definitely.
If Lou Dort shot 38% on 15,000 threes, I think we'd be okay with that.
Yeah, so that would be great. But yeah, so the top is getting 6 and 12. And that's at 22.7 percent. Okay. Then 7 and 12 is next with 13.3. And then it's 1 and 12, which is like at 11.4.
I like that. Said that's the third most likely?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yes. And then 2 and 12 is at 11.3%. And then 3 and 12, 9.5. 4 and 12, 8.8. 5 and 12, 7.5%. 7 and 13, 2.1%. And then like 6 and 13 is at 1.8%. I don't know how many that was, but
okay. So, you know, 7, 8, 9.
That was 9.
Oh,
then, that's 9.
Yeah, and then 8 and 12 is 1.25%.
Yeah, so the way Maddie Moles kind of broke this down the last time we were all on a pod together is if you look at all the odds, the most likely is that our pick lands in the top four. So, like, you know, the 12.5, 12.2, 11.9, 11.5, like, all added together is, like, you know, like 47, 48-ish or something like that. And then 6, it's 25.7%. And so how he was saying it was, we have like our top most likely is landing top four, and then number 6 would be our next most likely, and then, you know, 7 after that. Does that make sense, or is that flawed logic?
No, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah, and like I don't know, some other ones that people would probably be interested in is like to get a top two pick. We've got like a 27% chance for a top three pick, 40%. Or wait, what did I just say?
Top okay, three. so that's the Thunder's pick plus the yeah. Clippers pick, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Top three pick is about 40%. Top four pick is 51%, and then yeah, top five is like 59%.
All right. Well, hey, hopefully the odds play in our favor this year. Like we're due, man. We need.
I know. It. Yeah, and you know, dream scenario here, we get the top two picks. That's only 0.28%. So
yeah. Yeah,
you know, it's not going to happen.
So I'm of the mind that if that happened, they wouldn't even let it happen.
Yeah, I agree.
So let me ask you this. So as far as dream scenarios go, you know, everybody wants to say one and two, but a dream scenario is basically two in the top five like we were trying to get last year.
Yeah.
You know, anything like that. So can you tell me what the possibility is of like two in the top five?
Yeah, it's like 2.9%.
That's not nothing.
It's not nothing.
Famously, not nothing. Yeah.
But I'm here for hope.
I'm here for hope.
It's not nothing. Yeah, but it's not the what we had last year. It's not even close.
What was the possibility last year of two top fives?
Oh man.
I don't know if you have that by memory or anything.
It was like 25%.
No way.
That's crazy. Yeah. That hurts my heart.
I know.
To rehash. It
really does.
Dude, that was bad.
That really does. And yeah. We literally ended up outside of the top five with only one pick. Wow.
We ended up with like the second worst possible outcome lottery wise, right? Like we could have failed to 7 and 18 and we got 6 and 18.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy, man. All right, man. Well, hey, let's move on into the draft. You know, we talk about like, you know, these scenarios, these combinations in which we can get the dream scenario. And the dream scenario, you got to pick players. So I'm just going to ask you, man, like, who's your top eight? You know, famously, that's the farthest our pick can fall. So, like, you know,
right.
With as little or as much context as you would like to provide, who would you have 1 through 8 for you?
So I made this list today. I haven't watched any film of any guys or anything like that. I just go off of, you know, podcasts that I listen to. So
it's all good, man. Big boards are fluid until the draft time.
Yeah. So number one, I have Banchero. And then number two, I've got Smith and then Chet. I'm scared of Chet, man. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But it's like, I know he could be like a superstar, but I don't know, man. He's so skinny.
As long as you don't compare him to Poku, we're fine.
Yeah, it's like that would be such a weird pairing, those two. But yeah, and then I've got Shaedon Sharpe. He's an unknown, but man, like the stuff you see on Twitter, it's like he's got some bounce.
Yep.
He's just looks so athletic, and I think it'd be awesome to have a wing like that. So then I got Jaden Ivey, Benedict Mathurin.
Yep.
Is that how you say his name?
Mm-hmm.
And then Keegan Murray and AJ Griffin.
Okay.
So
I respect it all. You got Mathurin up a little bit higher than, I guess, consensus. And I like Mathurin a lot, too. I think I had him at 8 on our last board. Is there anything particular that, like, kind of jumps out with you on him or what?
I mean, yeah, just from what I've heard, it's just, like, he's a good shooter. And it sounds like he can cut. It's like Giddy and SGA will find him on that stuff. And we need shooters real bad, so that's why I like him. And then I don't know, Paolo, it's like I don't know, he's just a beast, man.
Yeah. he get it done, man. Like he's an offensive weapon, like not just scoring the basketball, but he's got some playmaking chops to him too. That's me and Alex on our last time that we did our big board, me and Alex actually had Powell number one too. So
nice.
And you know, I mean, we're like 3 weeks now deep into draft coverage. We've had five sets of guests on, like, you know, talk about all these guys. You know, like I said, our big boards are fluid, and like, you know, with the influence and information that we're getting from them, like, you know, our big boards are changing. But yeah, like, you know, I had Palo 3 the last time we did a big board, and I moved him up to 1. So I'm with you there on that one.
Yeah, and Jabari, it's like he's got shooting. And
yep.
It's like, I don't know. I don't think you can go wrong with any of the top three, but yeah, dude, I'm just pumped to see who Presti picks, because, you know, he knows better than all of us.
Oh, yeah, big facts. Yeah, honestly, like, I'm getting to the point where, like, obviously I want top three, but if we get like a top four pick and like we're guaranteed one of the big three in Shade and Sharp, I'm more than okay with that as well.
Yeah, I would love that.
All right, so obviously we have the Clippers pick as well. Right now, the most likely is that it ends up being the 12th pick, but you know, it can go 13, 14, or it could jump into the top four. So assuming it stays in the 12, 13, 14 range, is there anybody in particular in that range that you like?
I mean, if that happens, I hope we just package like 12 and 30 and just try and get like Mathurin or something.
Yeah.
But if it stays there and we pick there, I don't know. I think I like Jalen Duren or something. Hopefully he falls or something. I think that would be good.
Yeah. There's a lot of love from Duren here lately. I really like him or Mark Williams. Like, you know, I've been saying, like, if you take a swing early, then you kind of go safe later and vice versa. Like, if you take like a rock solid pick early on, then you can afford to take a swing, you know, later in the draft. So I think that, you know, if you got like a Shaedon Sharpe or a Chet Holmgren or something like that, like, you know, you could afford to take like a Jalen Duren or now, even a Keegan Murray, if he fell that far, like, you know, that'd be another safe pick. So I'm with it, man. Doing to ask you, so like draft philosophy, like, you know, a lot of people, like, this has been like an argument that we've had with, you know, all of our guests kind of. Are you a BPA guy or do you factor in fit more?
Probably BPA guy.
Yeah.
Especially like with how early we are in the rebuild, which I don't know. So you just take whoever and you can make them fit. I don't know. You know, Presti is a magician with, he can, we've got so much assets. He can just deal for wheel and deal on the fly and get whoever to compliment whoever we get. So I say just get best player available, and he can figure that out later, all the other stuff.
Yeah, no, I feel that. And, you know, I see both sides. Like, I'm very much on best player available. I think that, you know, while there's been signs of some players, like, you know, showing flashes, like, we're not good enough to, like, worry about fit right now. Like, we need to bring in talent. Like,
yeah,
I think we have, you know, building blocks in Shea and Giddy. And I believe in guys like Trey Mann and even like Jeremiah Robinson Earl. I think that, you know, they have a future on this team as far as like the young guys go. But like, other than that, like, all these other guys are expendable. Like, the past couple of weeks we've been talking about, like, there's a real possibility with his contract coming up and, you know, just like his limitations offensively with, like, you know, streakiness shooting and stuff like that. Like, Lou Dort could be expendable. Like, we could very well move on from Lou Dort, like, in this offseason. And I don't know. Yeah, and like, it sucks because, you know, he's a fan favorite, and, you know, we all love Dort. And
I know, like, it hurts to say. Yeah.
And he's like, you know, he was like an undrafted guy, and like, we discovered him, and so, like, you know, he wanted to protect him at all costs. But like, it's a very real possibility that he could be gone sooner than later. Like, it's a non-zero chance. So
I know.
Yeah.
I really hope he stays, though. I love Dory. He's so good on defense, man.
Mm-hmm. that, and he's like super tight with Shea. And I know you don't want to cater too much to one player, but I'd be making that guy as happy as I possibly could.
For sure.
All right, man. Last question I have before we kind of jump into Tankathon, we do some sims and talk about what you think we would do on that. So, like, late round, you know, obviously we have picks 30 and 34. You mentioned you would like to use those to move up. If we don't, is there anybody in the late round that you kind of have your eye on that you'd like to see us take a swing?
No. I've only, like, kind of pay attention to, like, the lottery people in the draft. Yeah. So it's like, I have no idea who is there or who would be there or anything like that. So I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, that's fair, man. No, I mean, there's a lot of people, man. Like, there's, for a while, I thought like Patrick Baldwin Jr. might be there at the end, you know, a guy that had like high school pedigree, that had top five buzz coming into the college season, kind of went to a bad situation. And I think he still has a lot to, you know, show. But, you know, talking to some of these guys that we've had on our pod, like, there's a realistic shot, like, you know, going back to us taking a safe pick and taking a swing, if we got like one of the big three and it gets to pick 12, I could absolutely see Presti taking a swing on Patrick Baldwin Jr. just because his upside is ridiculous. Like, he's a 6'10 guy that has like the smoothest shot mechanics like in the draft. And, you know, something that we talked to Tyler Metcalf last night, and he was talking about his ability to be like a high level, like, team defender. Like, he's never going to lock somebody up, but he plays like good, smart, helpful defense. And like, you need guys like that. And, you know, if he pops off, like, you know, you're talking like an all-star level player. Mm-hmm. But even if he doesn't, he's going to be a serviceable, like, high level rotation player, you know, maybe not the same level as like Mikal Bridges, but, you know, like somebody in that vein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you've convinced me. Sign me up for that.
Yeah, there you go. And hey, his name is PB&J, so like you can't go wrong there.
Yeah, it's like that's something like that the Thunder need right now too. Is just like a big wing that can do it all. It's like that, and then like a center that can that's good in the pick and roll with Shea and Giddey. I think those are like the two things that I think the Thunder need, you know, in the coming years. So,
yep, I feel that, man.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Incurring debt is one of the staples of adulthood. Believe me, I know. You know, from the start of, you know, going to college, moving out of your house, starting your own family, all that leads to incurring debt. And paying down debt can be very stressful, you know, because basically everything has to go right. You have to find other forms of income, other flows of income, to try to go ahead and bring that down. And it's very difficult to do. You know, sometimes you start to juggle multiple credit cards, multiple payment dates, and it can be very arduous. But if you're tired of juggling due dates, consolidating with a personal loan could be your answer. That way you'll have just one due date a month, and Credit Karma can help you find the best option for you. Credit Karma uses credit data to find loan offers that are personalized to you, so you can have a better idea of what loan amount you can get approved for. Credit Karma will even show you your chances of approval, so you can choose between loan offers that you're more likely to get approved for and apply with more confidence. Comparing loan offers on Credit Karma is 100% free. It won't affect your credit scores, and you could save money in the process. Are you ready to apply? Head over to creditkarma.com/loan offers to see personalized offers. Again, that's creditkarma.com/loan offers to find the loan for you. That's creditkarma.com/loan offers. Credit Karma. Apply with more confidence today.
Well, and before we close out this pod, I always like to try to play like a game with whoever's on the pod. You know, we've done like start bench cut, we've done overrated, underrated, all this kind of stuff during the draft, but we're going to do something that we did on here a couple weeks ago, but we haven't done with a guest. So I'm trying to figure out how to share my screen. Okay. Rock and roll. All right. I'm going to need you not to judge me with all the folders on my desktop here.
Okay.
Because there's a lot. I grant you that. That's how I organize chaos. That's what I like to call it. All right, man. Going to Tankathon. So what we'll do is we'll do like 2, 3, maybe 4 if we get really bad luck on Tankathon Sims. And basically I'll hit Sim Lottery and whatever it ends up our picks being, kind of tell me what the percentage chance based on your simulations that it ends up being that way.
Okay.
And then we can, you know, kind of talk about players that we think might be available in that area. Sound all right?
Sounds good to me.
All right, good deal, man. Let me Sim Lottery, our first one. I think I broke it. It's taking
forever.
It's still just going. Okay, I'm gonna reset. Oh, okay, never mind. Wow. It's okay, there we go. Oh, ooh. God, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's bad.
All right, 8 and 12. Do you have the odds for that?
I do. Let me find it. Hold on.
It's tough.
A 1.25% chance this happens.
Okay. Well, hey, there's a small percentage chance that we're this disappointed at the draft. So in this scenario, you got Portland going 1. I got to think they go – I think they go Chet here. With the Knicks, I think they, you know, might take Paolo, San Antonio. I could see them taking Jabari, New Orleans. I could see them taking Ivy. Rockets, I always, like, kind of go back and forth with them. I'm like Sharp or A.J. Griffin. But whoever they don't take, I think goes to Detroit – or goes to Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And then Detroit – it's tough. I think they might go Murray just to give like them some real shooting. So gets to us at 8. Who are you liking at 8 there? You think this is where you want to pull the trigger on Benedict Mathurin?
Yeah, that's what I would do.
I respect it. Yeah, I like Mathurin there. I could even see if you don't think a guy like Jalen Durham falls to 12, maybe you take him there.
Yeah.
And hope that Mathurin falls to 12. Let's see here. So the Pacers pick 9. I don't know that the Pacers would take Mathurin. I think the Pacers might take a guy like Johnny Davis. The Kings definitely could possibly take Mathurin. But, yeah, so, I mean, if you got Mathurin and Durin in this, it wouldn't be too bad of an outcome given the odds that you had.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's one of the worst ones too, right?
Yeah, so hey, I'm about to hit Sim Lottery and hopefully we get a better one. So hopefully it doesn't take forever either.
Yeah.
All right, so staying put, 4-12, which, you know, in retrospect is a lot better than what we just had.
That's for sure.
So Kings at 1. I always joke around and say the Kings are going to do something stupid and take like – Walker Kessler at 1, but no,
I'd be very, very Kings of them.
Yeah, Kings gonna Kings, man. So, I think the Kings would take Jabari Smith in this situation. The Knicks, I think, would probably go Chet, and then the Magic, honestly, I can see them going Ivy or Sharp over Paolo just because they have so many guys built like Paolo. So yeah. In this situation, I think Paolo falls to us at four, which
that would be awesome.
Yeah, like, you know, that's like I was saying before, like, you know, I really want a top three, but like if we stay at four, I'm fine with it because you get one of the big three or you get Shaedon Sharpe, and
yeah,
I'm completely fine with either one.
I'm with you.
All right, so you keep going on down, and I'm not going to pick for seven guys, hypothetical pick, but, you know, we're there at 12. So New York picked early. In a lot of my mocks, I've been picking Benedict Mathurin to the Knicks because I just feel like he feels like a Knick, like just because, like, he's a dog, he's showtime. I feel like that he would fit good there. But they pick at number two before us, so – there's a realistic shot Mathurin might be there at 12. Let me ask you this. Have you heard do you have an opinion on Dyson Daniels at this time?
I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would be one. It'd be like, I don't know, in the 12 range is like Durin, Daniels, who else here? And Sochan, like any of those three, I think would be good. Yeah, Mark Williams.
Yep.
Yeah, I like all those guys. So
I'm with you, man. Yeah, like, I don't know if Dyson lasted 12, but if he did and you got Powell and Dyson, I would be ecstatic. Yeah. I didn't get to ask you, what's our percentage of 4 and 12 happening? Is this like our biggest likelihood or?
Let's see. 4 and 12, 8.8%.
Oh man. Okay. Well, hey, we're moving up.
Yes, and that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Our sixth most likely.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna hit some lottery, and hopefully we get something good here, man. Oh God, we dropped to 6 and 12.
That's the most likely outcome at 23%. So
that's a big number.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, let's see. So,
but if it makes you feel better, that, you know, that's about the percent that we had to get two top five picks last year. So,
yeah,
that should make you feel a little better, right?
That is fair. All right. So in this scenario, we got Pacers number one. I'm going to ask you, man, who do you think the Pacers might take at number one?
Gosh. I don't know. The Chet doesn't seem like a Pacers. I don't know. He just doesn't feel Pacer-y to me.
Yeah, they got Miles Turner there too.
Yeah, probably Jabari. I don't know.
Yeah, I could definitely see Jabari. I also wouldn't put it like number one steep. I think they could trade back if they really wanted this guy, but Jaden Ivey, where he's from, Indiana, you know, bringing the hometown kid, you know, they like doing that like they did with Victor Oladipo. So
yeah,
it could be cool to have him, but you know, like I said, they probably trade back. Spurs, I just feel like Chet's like a perfect fit with San Antonio.
Yes, for sure.
And then Detroit, I feel like they take Paolo. Houston, AJ or Sharp. Orlando gets the other one. So we get to OKC. AJ Sharp and the big three are gone. Who do you like left out of that group? Do you spring for Mathurin or do you go safe with Keegan Murray? Like, what are you thinking?
Yes, I'd still go with Mathurin.
Okay.
It's just I like the shooting and yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you like?
I think that I might go Keegan Murray at this point. I would entertain Dyson Daniels just because I love him that much, but I'd probably go Keegan Murray and hope that Dyson Daniels or Mathurin's there at 12. The Knicks do pick right before us, so Mathurin's probably definitely going to be off the board.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I just don't think that we walk away from this draft like not having a good draft, even if it's like, I don't know, even if it's like this, 6 or 8 and 12, like, I don't know. I think we'll come away with two solid players, so.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the thing, man. Like, there's so many good players in this draft. Like, you know, there's there's people that like have higher ceilings, but like there's so many players that have like just good solid floors that are going to be good NBA players, I feel like. So
yeah.
All right, man, we're going to try one more. Like, we're going to try to get something like...
We've got
to
get something good.
We've at least got to jump where we're at right now at four. Like, come on. Give me Clippers jumping in the top four. Did not happen. Yeah. All right, we're going to skip this one. The 7 and 12. we're gonna pull Matty Moles. And we're, okay.
Yeah, there we
That's
go.
That's fine. 2 and 12. What's our likelihood for that one?
11.3-ish.
Okay. I think that's the second highest for all of our spins that we've done. So I'm accepting this one. I like this. I do want to ask about 3 and 12 because I did a tweet yesterday and I asked for people like put their projections out for like what the pick combination we might get for the number one and number two picks or for our first and second picks. And my prediction was 3 and 12. So, like, what's the likelihood for 3 and 12 compared to 2 and 12?
It's 9.5%.
Dang it, it's lower. Okay.
Yeah. That's like fifth highest combination though.
All right. Well, let's walk through this. So we've got the Rockets at number one. I've heard like many different things. I think they might take Paolo, because he's got a connection with Jalen Green and they would be awesome offensively. And then going to two, like, you know, I have Chet number two on my board right now. But even when I had Jabari higher than him, I just feel like if the Thunder are in position to draft Chet Holmgren, I feel
they're
like
gonna.
It's gonna happen. Yeah, like
yeah, for sure.
I've resigned myself to that. So, and you know, that's not bad. Like, you know, if Chet hits, like he's gonna be a monster. But even if he doesn't like hit, like I said, he's gonna be a good NBA player. Like he plays good defense, he provides you some things offensively. So I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, you know? I definitely wouldn't be mad about it either.
Yeah, so
yeah, Presti would definitely take him, I think.
Such a Presti player.
Yeah, very, very Presti.
All right, so if you take Chet at two, I feel like you kind of got to go safe at 12. So I'm not going to do the Patrick Baldwin Jr. Yeah, one of my ideal, like, combinations would be Chet Holmgren and Dyson Daniels. Just, like, defense on the inside and outside, like, basketball IQ, playmaking all over the place. Like, that would be so much fun.
Yeah.
I don't know who you like at 12 there, if you're just going to throw somebody out there. If we get Chet, that is.
Yeah, if we get Chet. Yeah, I mean, I like Dyson Daniels too, if he falls. Or, yeah, I mean, and that's like one of the things that, like, you know, if we do, we can always try and package stuff to move up to get whoever that we want like that. So Johnny Davis.
Yep. I wouldn't be mad about Davis or like Malachi Branham. Yeah, I picked Sochan a lot, and the mock tankathon sim that we did on Saturday, I did it reluctantly because I don't love him, but I understand.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, you know, we'll wrap up the tankathon sim thing, and I just want to ask you one time before we're closing, if you were to give a bold prediction for the Thunder during the draft, it could be lottery, it could be who we pick, it could be a trade we make. If you was going to give a bold prediction, what would it be?
Bold prediction. I'd like to say we'd get two top five picks, but my bold prediction is that the Clippers pick is going to jump into the top four.
Okay. Hey, I'm ecstatic with that, because I mean, that means we get at least two top eight picks.
Yes,
so
that would be like, that's the dream scenario. So
yeah,
like, it would be awesome.
Be amazing. I'm with it. I hope your bold prediction pans out. So Tyler, man, it's been awesome having you on here, man. I'm glad that you was able to kind of break down the whole simulation combination game in a way that even I can understand it. So Go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you, plug in anything you want to plug, and yeah.
Yeah, so you can find me on Twitter. I don't even know my handle. What is it? Tyler Carroll 12, I think.
Yep, at Tyler Carroll 12.
Yeah, two R's and two L's. Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. I appreciate you having me on the pod, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. And you know, we'll definitely be keeping an eye on your Twitter account in the coming days. You know, lottery is in 5 days now, so.
Whew, that's crazy.
Yeah,
it's snuck up on me, man.
It's approaching, man. You know, from in 5 days, we won't be talking hypotheticals. Like, we'll actually be talking about like players that could be in that range. So,
yeah, that's exciting.
It's going to change, man. So, hey, appreciate you coming on, guys. Appreciate y'all for listening. Appreciate the support. Remember, we'll be doing our live lottery draft on Twitter Spaces on Tuesday. So, stay tuned for information on that. Hope you guys have a great night. God bless. Hooping you can. And as always, thunder up.
Bro, you got to say thunder up, too. Oh, thunder up, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you for listening to the Topic Thunder podcast. Our podcast is available to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review, and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder. Thunder up!
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.